Chapter 104. Splendid is the night. Like I said, they are down in the basement, below the level of the ground, down under, in another world, you could say, down in the bowels of the slivery moon. The Polaroid clicks and then spits out a blue-grey square of captured moment that may or may not survive the time, may or may not be stumbled upon, displaced in some faraway near future, may flick on the switch of memory or not, may or may not flicker some little flame of joy, recognition, cheering the now with the breath of some other time, populated by people no longer there, or anywhere, maybe, maybe not. Melody grips the side of a table as if to keep her right here and right there. "Here, hold my broom while I sit," she says to Ned, the guy who was on the door before but no longer is. He neglects to hold the broom but fetches her a chair instead. Comes rushing back, holds it out as if he's just built it himself, just for the occasion. "What's with the broom anyway?" he asks again. Some chronicler, scribe, scholar, some journalist. He only just now registers the garbage bag on her foot, the pale, drained, fragile freshness to her face. From here, Ned takes in the rest of her attire. The checked pyjamas, the pink chenille gown, the disposable cutlery in her hair, the deft hieroglyphics sketched across her eyes. What a fool he is not to have noticed before. "Like the knife and fork," is all he can come up with at such short notice, exchanging panache for spontaneity. "Knife and fork," she repeats, "cup and saucer, coming and going, in dribs and drabs, in fits and spurts. Have you ever noticed how some words are attracted by others, are drawn together, find their way into each other's arms? Have you? What if I just say fits or dribs? Not the same, is it? Does one not feel lost without the other?" Ned scratches his head, unprepared for such revelations. "Bread and butter," he says. "Love and affection, right?" "Not really," she replies. On stage, the members of the band are tangling up their leads. Hiss and feedback in the air, peppered with the crackle and pop of stressed soldering. Like words, notes also have a will of their own, don't they? Sometimes getting on with each other, sometimes not. Dissonant or assonant? Resonant even, with or without a certain chemistry. On similar or different wavelengths, different or similar vibes. In any case, on stage, the members of the band are untangling up their leads and looking for lyric sheets. It's not clear who is driving whom. The players are shaking and jerking all around the room like short-circuited fairground shooting gallery dolls as the current arcs through their racked frames. And they have no say in it all, are at the mercy of the noise they are creating. Fortunately, Ned Stanthorpe is there in his long socks, rubber thongs and raincoat, snapping Polaroids for his latest edition, latest fanzine, which will, in all probability be called posterity, simply Polaroid, or Splendid as the Night.